Episode 2251, Look Beyond Where You Fall Short.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a splendid week. I know. We're only 2 days in, but take a deep breath because it's Inspiration Motivation Day. Look beyond where you fall short. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Look beyond where you fall short. Don't see your weaknesses as your downfalls. See them as a way to make your strengths stronger and your weaknesses weaker. Life is not about being perfect. So why do you keep striving for perfection? I know I used to live it. Part of it, no, I don't blame him. I love my dad to death. But literally, that's what I was striving for every single day. He was one who really strived for perfection, and I followed in his footsteps. To a degree, that really gave me something in my life. It really helped me to see beyond my own ceiling, the ceiling that I set for myself, knowing that, you know what, I can actually go beyond that. But at the same time, it also can hold you back. Let go of the excuses that keep you shackled to what holds you back. Look beyond where you fall short. You know, I mentioned that your downfalls, right? Your weaknesses are your downfalls. Well, don't see them as that. See your weaknesses through your strengths. And what I mean by that is when you focus on your strengths, they become what? Stronger. If your strengths become stronger, then your weaknesses get weaker, which means in actuality, they actually get stronger. Not stronger as in, oh man, this weakness won't go away, but hey, this isn't as bad as what I thought it was. It's an incredible way to look at life. It's an incredible way to live life. If you think about it, failure is simply an opportunity to learn and to grow. And with growth comes wisdom. Take the wisdom that you learn day in and day out and start becoming what you desire within yourself. Look beyond where you fall short. I went to pick up my son at school yesterday, and he was having a conversation with his friend. And so, you know, my little G-man was like, hey, mom, can we take him home? I said, of course, come on. So pile in the car and off we go. We continued that conversation in the car. And what I found out was that his friend had convinced himself that there was no way he could reach his dream because of his circumstances, because of his weaknesses. He quickly resorted to the excuse of, I lack motivation for anything. I don't like school and find it difficult to do what I don't like. I find it difficult to do what I don't like. I don't like to do the dishes, but I like to eat. I don't like to clean my house, but I love to have company over. We sometimes have to find that inspiration beyond what we don't like. So believe it or not, yes, you know it. Both my little G-man and myself continued the conversation of inspiration with him. And I shared with him a few personal stories of when I was growing up, what I faced when I was going into medical school and what that looked like for me and the hard decision that I had to make. I also shared with him the struggles I had as a test taker. That anything I wanted did not come easy. I had to work for it harder than anybody. I guess it was a good thing that I could get by on 4 hours of sleep because that has been my life. Now, as I've gotten older, I need a little bit more, but I can still manage on 4 hours. I just prefer not to, and so does my body. But if push comes to shove, yeah, I know I can do it. Within a few minutes of inspiration, little G-man's friend left our vehicle knowing that he is not defined by his failures. There is still hope for him to do exactly what he desires. It may not come with ease, but he still can achieve that which he dreams about. Look beyond where you fall short. You know, one thing that gets me the most is that we can be our worst enemy. We see what stands in the way instead of seeing what is possible with hard work along the way. The difference is knowing you can and not accepting what you can't. Look beyond where you fall short. Where do you need to look beyond today? What is it? I know. I even expressed it to my son's friend. I said, I've got some stuff happening in my business. And I'm talking about AIM. I've shared it with you. And I'm like, I want it to be perfect. And I'm like, but I've been showing up every single day now for 5 years straight. Now we're in our sixth year. They know that when I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. But you see, it's a little voice in my own head that says, oh, but you need to do this. And oh, but maybe you need to do this. And oh, but seriously, where has the oh, but gotten me? Nowhere. Has that helped you any further? No. So here I'm holding myself back at the same time holding you back. Now, this was a conversation just yesterday. And I know he was listening intently. And at one point, I even caught myself saying, you know, you don't have to listen. I was like, well, that was a stupid thing to say. He actually looks up to you. Why would you say such a thing? But for some reason, we focus more on the negative. Well, you know why? Science backs it up. We have more negative thoughts coming into our life, into our minds, into our thoughts than we do positive thoughts. I don't care how awesome you are. I'm awesome. You're awesome. And we still have more negative thoughts than positive. So we have to work harder at getting the positive. But you know what? At the end of that conversation, you know what he told me? He says, well, I think you need to work and become a motivational speaker. He goes, thank you for that. Now, I pray that in that moment, he got what I was saying. You see, because I told him what I tell you. I'm going to carry that belief torch for you until you're ready to carry it yourself. Because I believe in you. You are incredible. So look beyond where you fall short. What is that today? Just take the one thing, nothing more. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Don't overwhelm your mind. Don't overwhelm your heart. Let your dreams be the sunshine in your day and the small wins your hope for tomorrow. Create your now. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.